Commentator Elissa Elime is what many people would call very pregnant. And what's remarkable to her is that she's having a very tough time finding a place to sit down.
I was called to court to testify recently. I took the subway downtown. It was rush hour, and when you are 7 months pregnant, that means there is no graceful way to fold yourself into the crowd. It also means taking a seat approaches a level of physiologic necessity, since there is general dizziness in the vertical plane. I dangled like a balloon from a strap. Morning travelers of both sexes packed the benches around me. No one offered me their seat. I shifted from fluid-filled foot to foot, not ashamed to present a public display of my condition. The commuter sitting directly below me folded back the sections of his newspaper, and when a lurch of brakes threw me into his line of vision, he looked up and scowled. There were no empty seats in the courthouse lobby. When we were admitted into the courtroom, the judge sat behind his bench, and lawyers on both sides sat at tables, their briefcases sitting next to them. In the front of the room, I saw the witness box, elevated in an important way by a few steps. There was no chair in it. I heard my name called. I walked to the front of the room. "I think I need a chair," I said. But I must have said it quietly because no one moved. All the quick minds on the case were busy. The lawyers were rifling through yellow pads. The judge was writing hard. The clerk had a hand raised to swear me in. I felt large and forlorn and strangely unnoticed for a person of such physical substance. "I think I need a chair," I said again. "You sure do," a voice yelled from the back of the room, and a short man in pressed pants with a walkie-talkie on his belt came racing towards me. He had the look of a lifeguard prepared to save a life, no matter how much of his own oxygen this might take. He spun around, ran out a side courtroom door, and immediately returned with an oversized wooden chair, which he dragged loudly to the witness box. "You just step over and get comfortable here, miss," he said. It was a luxurious moment. I thanked him from a reclining position. I loved that man.
Elissa Elime is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts. She comes to us by way of member station WBUR in Boston.